Okay, good morning, everybody. Today we are going to do a very challenging, exciting sugya called Kiddushin She'ein Misurin Labiyah. Kiddushin that are not given over to relations. That post-Kiddushin you are not sure as to whether or not you could have relations afterwards due to the fact that you really don't know who you're married on some level. See what that means. This, of course, is Machlokas and Bayi Rav, as we pointed out yesterday. And this is one of the Ya'al Kigams. It is the Kuf and Ya'al Kigam, Yud Ayin, which is what? Which are the six cases that we paskin like Abaye over Rava. Okay, Itmar. It was stated in the base Medrash, Kiddushin Shein Mesirin Labiyah. We have Machlokas by Kiddushin. That means a Kiddushin that in the end cannot lead to relations. Right? For example, if you Mekadesh two sisters and you don't know which one, right? You can't marry either one of them. Maybe you married the sister, you can't remarry another one, it's over. So therefore it's Kiddushin, Shein, Mesirin, Labiyah. So Abaye Amar, doesn't matter how the Kiddushin. Abaye says Kiddushin with one of the sisters, you don't know which one. Therefore you have to give both of them a get. Rava Amar, lo ave Kiddushin. Rava says Nish Kiddushin. Therefore, you struggle without the coffee, therefore you don't have to give a get. No coffee today, what's going to be? Hashem should help you. Okay, Amar Rava. Now we're going to have a couple of cases that are going to go back and forth. Amar Rava. Barahinya Azirli. I heard a svara from the following min haTorah. Ki yikach ish isha uba Allah. When a man takes a woman and he has relations with her. So what's halacha? We learn from here, kiddushin, I'm certain labiyah, have a kiddushin. A kiddushin that can lead to relations, that is considered kiddushin. But kiddushin she'en in certain labiyah, but a kiddushin that cannot lead to relations, lo, have a kiddushin. So that, did I skip? Yes, I didn't skip. That's the svara of Rava. Now we're going to learn from a Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah is going to ask Akasha on the opinion of Rava. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Mekadesh Isha Ubita. A man marries a woman and her daughter. Oh, Isha Ve'achosa Ka'achas. Or a woman and her sister Ka'achas. All in one fell swoop. What's the halacha? Eina Mikudashis. Right? Because, see, remember we learned yesterday, since it doesn't work one after another, therefore it doesn't work Ba'asachas either as well. So the Gemara now makes an inference that only if you marry both of them, it's no kiddushin. Achas me'isha ubita. But if I say I am married to one of them, we just don't know which one. What? Oh, or me'isha ve'achosa. You're married to either her or the sister. This is the inference. Then mikudeshes. So the Gemara makes an inference off the Mishnah. Now we've made the inference. Now comes the question. You got to know where each part starts and stops. Ve'amai, frek de Gemara kasha. This is a kiddushin she'ein misurin labiyaninu. This is a kiddushin that cannot lead to relations. Since I don't know if it's the sister or the other sister, or if it's the mother or the daughter, this is a kiddushin she'ein misurin labiyah. According to Rava, do we say that there's kiddushin? We say law of a kiddushin. If it's law of a kiddushin, what shouldn't you need? A get. Says the Gemara, ve'amai, kiddushin she'ein misurin labiyaninu. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta de Rava. This is a kasha on Rava. Okay? So Amalacha Rava says, Rava, Ula Taimech, according to your reasoning, Ema Seifa, according to what he asks the kasha, check out the second half of the Mishnah. What does it say in the second half of the Mishnah? We have a Maisa, a story. Bechamish Noshim, with five ladies, Uba Henshtei Achio. So within them, there are two sisters. Velikid Echad Kalkalashel Te'enim, and then one of them took a basket of figs, Vishal and Isa to belong to them. Vishal Shvi and Isa belong to Shemitah. V'amar. And he says to the women, all of you are married to me with this basket. V'amru Chacham. The Chacham said, Ein Achios Mikudashas. The sisters are not Mikudashas. What's the deal from our Mishnah? That's specifically the Achios who deina Mikudashas. Specifically the sisters are not Mikudash. But how Nachrios, but the other three women are Mikudash. Now the Gemara, that's the quote from the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to try to analyze and figure out what is the case of the Mishnah. Hechi Dami. That's whatever the Gemara wants to figure out what the Ukimta is. It asks, Hechi Dami, what's the case? And the Gemara suggests, Ilema, if you say, Da'amar Kulchem, where he says, all of you. So this is a classic case of Kinei At V'chomerhu. Kinei At V'chomerhu. What's the case of Kinei At V'chomerhu? Right? A person wants to give over to somebody who says, take this matana with the donkey. Right? That everyone is going to get half of the gift. The at v'chamor lo kana. The din is that after the chamor cannot be purchased, right, through Kiddushin. Therefore, the person does not get the other half, because he wanted to give him the whole thing or nothing, not half of it. The no-sane wanted to make sure they got both at v'chomer at the same time. And since you're not getting at v'chomer at the same time, you're getting nothing at the same time. So now we translate that to our case. If I say here you go mekadesh to all five at the same time, since I don't get the sisters, I shouldn't get the other three random people. So that can't be the case. So turning over to Amud Beis, El Alav, what must be the case? The Amar Lahu, where the mekadesh says, Achas Mikem. The husband says, one of these five young ladies is going to be my lawfully wedded wife. Okay? And therefore, the kiddushin of the nachrios, of the three random women, are going to be chal. Uktani ein ha'achios mikudeshes. And yet it says that the two sisters, do not get kiddushin. So who does that like? That's kiddushin what? She'ein misur labia, lo havi kiddushin. Sounds like Rava against the Baye. So the first half of the Mishnah seems to be like a Baye. That Kiddushin, right? And the second half seems to be like Rava. Says the Gemara, good, la Rava kasha resha. According to the Rava, the first half of the Mishnah is troubling. La Abaye kasha seifa. The second half, though, is troubling according to Abaye. Because according to Abaye, he says what? He says Kiddushin, that there it implies that if you mekadesh five women and the two sisters are there, the Kiddushin is not Tovsin. But the Kiddushin should be Tovsin, even though it's a Kiddushin She'ein, Besur, and Labia. So the Gemara says, Abaye mitaris latamei, v'Rava mitaris latamei. Abaye is going to answer according to his reasoning, and Rava is going to answer according to his reasoning. Abaye is going to have to shtim with the Seifa. Why is it that it's not one of the sisters that Mekudesh? Yes, if you're saying, if the case is that you Mekadesh to one of the five women, even the sisters should be in play. Says the Gemara, Abaye mitaris latamei. Abaye, according to his reasoning, hamikadesh isha ubita, man who marries the woman and the daughter. Oh, or a different case, isha ve'achosa ka'achas, or it is the woman and the sister all at once. Eina mikudeshes, they are not mikudeshes. And for the Gemara, though, that's make a diuk. Ha achas miisha ubita. If it's one of the wife and the daughter, or meisha a woman va'achosa, woman and sister mikudeshes. Now then, which still goes with Abaye. And Abaye wants to add a shtickle to the Mishnah. V'im Omer, and if the Mekadesh says, if they say to the Mekadesh, the women, Haru'uya labia tiskadesh li, the one who I'm able to have relations with should be Mekadesh to me, then the din is that even the sisters ain't a Mekadeshes, because they won't be Ra'i labia. So Abaye adds in that little piece of the Mishnah, where he makes a stipulation of the Kiddushin that has to be Roya Labia, which means it can't be one of the sisters. And then the second half, Umay Sinami. And then they say Umay Sinami. So this is a classic Gemara interpretation which says Chesur Mechzer Val Chishani, except it doesn't say that. It means words are missing, and this is what it meant to say. Umay Sinami, they bring a Raya to this. Bechamez Noshim, there's five women, Ubehen Shtei Nechios, and there's two sisters. Ve'echad Kokola Shiltein, Velikeid Echad Kokola Shiltein, one of them picked a basket of figs. V'amar really mikem tiskadesh. He says, whichever one is right to me, I'm mikadesh. V'amuchachamim, in this case, en achiyos mikudeshes. The sisters in this case are not going to mikudeshes. They're ineligible, because since he doesn't say which one is going to mikadesh, they're not royal abiyah. And since they're not royal abiyah, in this case, they're not able to have kiddushin. But this case is the exception. Why? Because he said something within the proposal. But I had not said that in the proposal, the sisters would need to get, just like all the other five women. So that's how Abaye works with the second half. So what does Rava do with the first half? Remember, we had Rava with Akasha from the Seifa. Okay? Because there it's mashma that only if Mekadesh two sisters together, the kiddushin is not chal. But if he says one of the sisters, it would be chal. It's not a kiddushin haroi labia. Says the Gemara, v'rava mitaris l'taimei, and Rava goes according to his reasoning. How so? Hamikadesh achas. If a man marries one woman, may isha ubita, from his wife and his daughter. Oh, achas meisha achosa, from one woman and the sister. Naase, it's made kimisha mikadesh isha ubiso isha v'achosa kachas, as if you've married them both simultaneously. The Ainan Mikudesh. So what he has done now, he has reread the Mishnah. So you can no longer make the inference. Remember, the whole kasha on Abaye, if you go back on Rava, if you go back to the beginning of what we did today, was all based on an inference. But now the way they reread the Gemara is he took away the ability to make the inference. Okay? Because he says, Kimi Shemekade Shisha. So once he threw that in, you can no longer make the inference. You must do your homework. And part of your homework is going back and taking what we read right here back to the original Mishnah. Now the Gemara then continues, and the Sefer means like this, we have a story, with five women and two of them are sisters. And they were picking a basket of figs, and he says, behold all of you, I'm going to marry, and one of the sisters is mekadesh to me with this basket, the sisters are not mekadesh at all, even though we only engage one of them. Why? Because it's kiddushim that cannot lead to relations. Okay, so that's the end of the confusing part of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to try to prove a raya as to who we learn like Abaye and Rava. Some of you are having visages back to your first time and learning Gemara, right? When you have machlokas Abaye and Rava, the first thing you ever learned was whether or not Yesh, Havidas, Yesh, Lomidas, Havayesh, or not Havayesh. And if you remember, there were many, many Toshmas trying to prove. Toshma, Toshma, right? Fifth grade, does that bring you back any memories? Some of you in fifth grade, some of you in sixth grade, some of you don't have memories. Okay, but if you don't have memories, you get memories. Toshma, here we go. Toshma. We learned in the Mishnah on Samach Dalad. We're going to learn on the Mishnah Samach Dalad on base. And Makadish should be so stop. Let's say a guy marries, he's Makabel Kiddushin from one of the daughters, and he doesn't say which one. Right? A Mekadesh is Biso Stam. So a father marries off his daughter. He doesn't marry his daughter. He marries off his daughter. You understand? Nobody wants to marry their daughters. That's not nice. But he marries off his daughter, Stamazoid. Who is involved in that challenge? He doesn't tell us which daughter it is. Says the Mishnah, Ein Habogros Bechlal. Let's say he's got 10 daughters, and 3 of them are over the age of 13. Those 3 are not involved in the challenge of the possibilities as to who could be married. Right. Says the Gemara, though, we can make a deal from the Mishnah that the Ketanos are Bechlal, that everybody under the age of 12 is within the world of this suffix. Says the Gemara of Amai, why should that be so? Kiddushin Shem Mesurin Labin Hunu. This is a Kiddushin that cannot lead to relations. I thought that was funny, Dr. Kershimam. Says the Gemara, Utsi Yufta de Rava. And this is a Kasha on the opinion of Rava. Why is it a Kasha on the opinion of Rava? It's a Kasha on the opinion of Rava because it's Kiddushin Shem Mesurin Labia, and yet we're Choshesh for Kiddushin. Because according to Rava, we shouldn't be concerned about Kiddushin. Amalacha Rava, what will Rava tell you? Hacha Mayaskinan, Kish Ein Sham El Gedol Uktana. There's only one Ketana. So if there's one Ketana and there's one Gedola, then therefore we know it's the Ketana who should we be suspects for Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, how could you say such a thing? Ha Bogros Ketani. Right? And what's Bogros? That's Lashon Rabim. That a person has a number of daughters who are that age. So you can make an inference also that he has a number of minor daughters. And how could you say there's only one? Says the Gemara, I could easily say there's only one. My Bogros, Bogros Alma, Bogros in the Velt, not necessarily his Bogros. So says the Gemara, if we have a case where there's one Gedola and one Ketana, and the father says, I married off my Ketana, we suspect Kiddushin, but there's only one, Avada, that's the one that he married off. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if so, my Lamemra. What are you telling me? What's the Kiddush? Good question. Hachem, my Eskina, what are we dealing with here? They were dealing with here that the Shavyasa Shaliach, the daughter who's a Bogeris, appointed her father as a Shaliach to marry her off. So Mao de Sema, I would have thought the following, Ki Mikabel Kiddushe, when the father accepted Kiddushin for his daughter, Adaita Didoka Mikabel, Efsher could be the Bogeris in this case. Why? Because the Bogeris appointed the father to accept her Kiddushin. Kamash Malon, Deloshavik Inish Mindu Di Isplay Hana, meaning a person never leaves something that he can get Hana from. And he can get Hana from his daughter getting, minor daughter getting married. Why? Because he gets the cash Kiddushin. Ayin Tsubas Gimelum at base, Ayin Kiddushin at the beginning of the second. The Gemara asks, Milo Eskinin Darmalei Kiddushin Lididach? Are we not dealing with the case of the Mishnah where he said to the daughter who's a Gedola that she should take the Kesef for himself? So now the father's getting hana, even if the older daughter is the one who appointed him a shaliach. Why? Because the older son says, listen, dad, you keep the cash, just marry me off. Says the Gemara, afilu achi, even so, A person doesn't leave over a mitzvah that's resultant upon himself and does a mitzvah for somebody else. And therefore, the father would always, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the father would already marry off his daughter who's a minor first, rather than a daughter who is not a minor, who appointed him a shaliach. Okay. Ta shma. I told you, you have flashbacks to Bayin Rava Nachamol by Yehi Shalom Das. Ta shma. And by the way, that's also a case of Yal Kagam. It's interesting how it's the same, similar sequence. We learned in a Mishnah on Samach Dal and Rebeis. Mishi Yesh Lo Shtei Kitei Benos Mishtei Nashim. So this is a Brady Bunch situation. The guy has two wives. One from Rachel and one from Leah. And they each have a number of daughters. V'amri. And the guy makes a very vague and ambiguous statement. And he says, Kidashti et biti hagdola. I married off my old daughter. He marries off his old daughter. The Eini Odeya, and we don't know which Gedola he's talking about. Says the Gemara, Im Gedola Shebe Gedolas, is it the oldest member? So Rachel is older than Leah. We don't know if it's the oldest of Rachel's, Vim Gedola Shebe Ketanas, or if it's the oldest of Leah's. Im Ketanas Shebe Gedolas, or it's even the youngest of Rachel. When he said Gedola, he meant the Gedola, just referring to the older of the sisters, which is the older of the wives, which is Rachel. She Gedola min Gedola Shebe Ketanas, which is the oldest of the oldest of the Ketanas. Says the Gemara, who's mother? Kulan Asuros. Everybody's usher, chutz miktanish miktanis, with the exception of Leah's youngest daughter, because she is the smallest of the smallest. That's the opinion of Divrei Meir. Now, what can we bring a raya from here? That a kiddush she'ein misurin labia, it would be chal. Because here, we don't know who the girl is, we don't know where the bia could happen, and yet we say the kiddush has resulted. Tak, it's a kasha on whom? It's a kasha on shitas rava. Says the Gemara, we're going to give an ukimta. Here, what are we dealing with? Kishahukru, we knew originally who the wife was, ulubasof nisarvu. And then they got all mixed together like a chalant. Daikanami. We also can learn this out from a diuk in the Mishnah Diktani, Eino Yodeya. I don't know who it is in the present. Veloktani Ein Yadu. And it doesn't say I didn't know who it was in the past. The implication is I knew who it was in the past. Shma Mino, we see from here that they already knew and then they forgot. So since the Kiddusha was Chal already, that's why the Kiddusha is good. But had we, according to Rava, had we not known initially, it would not be Kiddusha. Says the Gemara, again, too good. What's the Kiddush of Adda the Kiddusha is Chal? If you knew who it was initially and then we got mixed together, of course that's not a Kiddush that they're married. Says the Gemara, Lefukim Rav Yossi, to go away from the opinion of Rav Yossi, Damar, Lo Machas Inish Nafshil is fake. A person does not place himself in an area of doubt, and therefore, if he says the word Gedola, the intent would only be for Rachel's oldest child, the biggest of the big. Kamash Malata comes to teach me, no, that if he says initially, Damachas Inish Nafshil is fake, a person enters himself into a suffix, and it could be even it could be Leah's oldest, it could be the youngest of Rachel's child. Gentlemen, have a wonderful day. And remember, we'll stay tuned tomorrow for the ending of Kiddushin She'ein Misurin Labiyah.